Get him, Tay.
You.
Blog Talk Radio.
Viva Mary Kate, Viva Mary Kate, 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 Mary Kate, Viva Mary Kate. Welcome to Diva Fund, 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 welcome to Diva Fund. You're tuned in to that on the spot diva from east to the west coast. Grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy. You already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
It's party time, suckers! What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know what it is. It's Friday, so it's Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists live, where all hot indie music live. Yo, we getting it in tonight. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with me. Tay, what up, man?
What up three times? What up, what up, what up? What's good?
What up? Got to get your Martin on it just to add a special season on it. We got FaZe all the way from Brick City live in the building with us. Yo, he bringing the heat.
Yeah. What's up? What's good?
What's going on, my G?
Nothing much. You know what I'm here for. Handle this business with you real quick. Know what I mean? Got some real hot talent for you coming through tonight. So let's get it in.
You already know how we do, man. We definitely got hot talent coming through tonight. Shout out to the whole UTG movement. Yo, shout out to Bop. Shout out to Bam. Shout out to Brick City. Brick City, stand up. All my Brick City heads listening in right now, get on your phone. Text all the contacts in your phone right now. Tell them to call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, because we got crazy, crazy music that we playing tonight. Your party should not be listening to no other CDs or no other music right now besides Diva Spot Radio right now. We got all the official joints with you. We got joints. We got the Favorite Girl rocking. Yo, we got even, I'm a man, let's not forget, I'm a man. I know all of the dudes out there, we got Hold Me Down, we got My Baby, we even got Niffles live in the building. Oh, calm down, it's a song, we ain't got no Niffles in the building, it's a song. And we going to show y'all how to pick it up, man. Yo, Faze, tell us about the whole situation you had rocking. You just had an event that you did, and it was very, very successful. So tell everybody that's listening and tuning in right now all about it, man.
Yes, sir. The situation that's going down tonight, it's actually the cast from the show that I had this past Saturday, the Jersey Social Showcase, which was presented to you by Cutrition's Entertainment. And me, myself, your boy, be one of the CEOs of Cutrition Entertainment. It was a banging-ass show. We had a nice outlet that night, man. And the artists that you're going to be hearing tonight is some of the artists that came through and rocked the stage for us that night. So, you know, man, they're about to come through, bless you with that mad love, Diva Mary Kay, and we're going to show them how it's done up here in Jersey. You feel me?
Yeah. That's definitely what's up, man. How did the whole situation come about where you decided that, you know what, I'm going to start doing events, I'm getting back into my music? How did that all come about? What inspired you? Did you just wake up like, you know what, I am the hottest rapper alive. Why not do some events?
Well, what it is that, you know what I'm saying, like, I always, like, when I'm into my craft, I like to get out there. I like to do shows. I like to, you know, get out there and be right in the midst of everything. But going out there, I found out that it's a lot of janky promoters out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
They not giving up what they offering, you know what I'm saying? And just the way they put their shows down is not official. So, you know, I basically decided, like, listen, man, I'm an artist. I know what artists want. I know what artists need. Let me put this shit down. Let me come to the forefront and put these showcases together for my peoples, man. And right now my name is buzzing. People know who FaZe is. They know Cut Trish's Entertainment. They know that we put down a hot show, which to ask the people we got coming on tonight to tell you that we put down a hot show. Everything we offer, we come through with. So if you in Jersey, you in New York, you in the tri-boroughs, definitely holler at your boy FaZe and Cut Trish and Entertainment, because if you ain't coming through the Jersey Social Showcase, who the hell is you? You know what I'm saying? Who are you? The hood need to know who you is. You know what I mean? That's what stake the ground first. So that's how it came about, man. We just trying to put it down and keep it and get the artist some respect. Get the artist some type of, make them feel like that what they doing it for something. You know what I'm saying? That's what we got to do.
And that's very, very important for artists to get that respect. And one good thing about me and FaZe is we share the same interests. And for you artists that's listening out there, you want to network with people who are like-minded. Like-minded. Don't waste your time with people who ain't like-minded, because I'm going to tell you something. At the end of the day, you're going to end up wasting a lot of time, a lot of money, and frustration. And then, you know, God forbid you get to the point that you have to, you know, pop off somebody and shout. You're like, damn, like, I ain't got time for this.
Yes, sir. Yes,
but
sir.
You want to network with people who are definitely like-minded and with the janky promoters. One thing that a diva want to drop a jewel or drop a dime about is with the promoters. Anybody that says that they are a promoter or they can offer promotion, they need to have a couple of things established. The first thing is their name. You should be able to Google them. Point blank, period. If you Google them and nothing come up, who are they? The next thing as far as like a promoter needs to have is a website. I need to know who you was doing business with, who's referring you. You know, and the last thing, a promoter always need to be coming off on a promotional aspect. You do not want to give anybody any money without any type of confirmation.
No, not at all. Not at all. And that's a pointer for me, too, man. Don't give nobody no money, man, unless they got something that they're going to offer you up front. You know what I'm saying? If they're interested in you, everything should come free. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean, some of the services that we do offer, like as far as my showcases, I have labels coming through, independent, as well as major recording labels that come through that send out A&Rs to come listen to these acts. So you're not just performing for nothing. You're actually performing so that you can possibly get yourself heard and get yourself out there. Another thing, man, is that, you know, if you go to a spot, man, Joke only got two mics, one turntable and a speaker, that ain't really getting you nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Mm. They're not official with it. You know what I'm saying? And this is what happened to me, so I know firsthand. So you know what I mean? I'm an artist that's for artists. You know what I'm saying? If artists is really, you know, trying to get their grind on and trying to get down and get some things going, we got the entertainment company over here. We got the video, the photographers, everything over here. We got the production right over here at Cut Trish's Entertainment, man. And it's official, and it's for real, man. It's for real. It's real talk, nothing but real talk here.
FaZe, how would they get in contact with you for the artists that's in the New Jersey area, that's in the New York area, even in the PA area, East Orange, Irvington, Montclair, the list goes on to know what, Bridgeport, Roselle, Union. Don't play with it. How can they get in contact with you to inquire about the services as far as developing themselves as an artist?
Well, I'm an up-close and personal type of cat, so I'm not afraid to give out my number, man. They can contact me by phone. The number is 760-458-2928. Let me repeat it. It's 760-458-2928. Or you can email me, you know what I mean, at IBNJ, ReverbNation04@yahoo.com, or either you can get at me on Reverb Nation, man. Just shoot me a message any type of way that you can, and I'm definitely going to pick up. I answer my phone. You know what I mean? I'm real with it, so just give me a call, man, and we can talk. So if you out there, man, and you looking to jump into the hottest showcase that's in Jersey right now, you really need to hit those numbers up or hit those contacts up, and we can make something happen for you.
And make sure that you have a budget. That's one thing I want to say, because we're not going to waste our time. FaZe ain't going to waste his time. Tay Black ain't going to waste his time. Diva Mary Kay not going to waste their time. Future Guru 100 is not going to waste our time. And the reason why we ain't going to waste our time, because first of all, our time is money. Second of all, we have a name to uphold. And then the people that we network in, they're about business. So as far before you decide that you want to get your music out and certain things, you know, whatever the case may be, you need to be able to have a budget.
Yes,
you can start off with a $500 budget. That's one. When I'm talking about blasting off mainstream as far as going in to promote and doing shows, you want to have a $500 budget. And one good thing about investing into yourself, you can get it back on your taxes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I mean? Like she said, man, make sure you have a budget, man, because ain't nobody trying to promote or put nothing into a person that ain't willing to put into themselves, man. Like, I'm out here, man, like, if it's something that I want for my music company or it's something that I want to do, you know, I put money into myself. I don't go around looking for a handout. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're really serious about your music and you believe in yourself, why not put the money up, man? That's how I look at it. You know what I mean? Even when you come to a major corporation, you come with a proposal in hand. You come with your plans already laid out. You come with the groundwork already put forth for them to possibly pick you up. So it's the same thing with me, man. I want to see that you're doing something. I don't even want to waste my time with an artist that's just an unsigned artist. You understand what I'm saying? I don't wanna waste my time with that. You know what I'm saying? What I'm looking for is independent artists. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a difference from an unsigned artist and an independent artist. An independent artist, man, is out there making the moves. They putting money in to get mass production of their CDs. They putting money into artwork. They putting money into websites. They putting money already up for themselves. Where I come in at is I provide the outlet for you to be heard. For all that money that you're putting up and time that you're putting in, I provide the outlet for people to hear you and to see what you're about and possibly pick you up on a major record deal.
See how that works? It's just as easy as pie. But in order for somebody to believe in your craft and your music and what you're doing, you got to believe in yourself. I'm not going to do this for you. I'm the will. You know, I'm the car to drive to where you need to go. I'm not the artist, so I'm not going to be doing no collabos with you. We about money, man. Y'all now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Big shout-out to Feed the Wolves. Big shout-out to Bengal Smurf. And big shout-out to the Jada Hood Diva, because they about money. Let's go.
Grind season.
Crack. I'm on the grind, so you know I'm about to make a stack. The grind heavy, so you know I gotta live for that. Pocket check, gotta pack. When I spin, I get it back. Coming in as fast as it's going. Waiting to exhale, bitch. That's the money I'm blowing. Always on my fly shit. Yes, the money is showing. Money is growing, cause now the money ain't even folding. They let the money console them. I let the money control them. Sitting on top of the world. All I'm missing is Rotem. Heart full of heat, nigga. All I'm missing is Beretta, man. Ain't got a better plan, cause that bitch never ran. I'm in the zone, counting paper while I get a tan. Just me and Benjamin, all because of 100 grand. And if you think I'm playing, just put your order in. Don't really sit in no cause about a fortune. I'm out here killing these bitches like an abortion. All because I'm flossing and they being cautious. I'm in it to win it like fucking raw dog, nigga. Watching the money multiply, look what I made, nigga.
Got money. You're now live. It's on Frontline Friday. Now tuned in. Diva Spot ENT. Host, Diva Mary Kay. Co-host, your man, Tay Black. And I just want to give a early
that's shout out. What I'm about to tell you about.
All the mothers out there. All the mothers. Early Mother's Day. Everybody out there.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody can. If your mom's not with you, you know what I mean, give her your blessings, give her your love. She's looking down on you. If your mom is here on earth, make sure you call her, reach out to her, hug her, kiss her, show her some love. It's daytime. Not only is it daytime this Sunday, but it's daytime every day because they brought us into the world. Shout out to the mommies out there.
For sure. For sure.
A big shout out to all the Twitter fam, yo. Like I started my program.
Twitter going crazy.
Yeah, Twitter going crazy. I did my promo at like, I want to say 7 o'clock, maybe 7:11. I don't even know. But as soon as I did, I had like a lot of support, a lot of love. As a matter of fact, I'm going to only be able to do just a portion of the list for right now, but I'm going to get everybody tonight. So first, I want to start off, drum low. Let me get a shout out to Hostile Style Always Is, Derek M, Rico Tav, Ashley J, I Don't Do Your Kind, DJ Rico Blackwood, Sexy Reds, Bronx Chick for Life, let's see, Up to the Truth, let's see, no, Two Up, the Truth. I want to give a shout out to them. They got a site, ICTHIPHOP.com, and then BugheadEnoughSaid.com. I want to give a big shout out to them, and shout out to Medium Booty Judy. I found Booty Judy. I think I seen it in the profile, and I don't think it's that medium, but, you know, much love.
Put the drink down, Tay. Put the drink down.
I just picked it up. I just picked up I got a nice little frosted mug over here, you know what I mean, a little ice in it, you know what I mean, got some
all the big booty chicks, that's all right, because we got that UTG movement coming on, and they got this joint called Pick It Up, so all the big booty chicks, y'all can shake y'all big fat booties to this joint that we're going to play later on. We're going to play in a few minutes, but y'all can play it to Pick It Up, yo, because I shook my big booty to Pick It Up.
Pick it up.
Who else we got to shout out?
That's all. Nah, I ain't even going. As a matter of fact, all right. Shout out to my homie, Dr. No, 516_804. Shout out to DSL Radio. Shout out to Very Becoming. I got to go back through my apps, man. Very Becoming, man. She's a They're becoming, you know, important chick. And she was actually reading. How many of y'all, when the last time somebody picked up a book on the air? You know what I mean? She was reading called A Thousand Splendid Sons by, let's see, Khalid. Hold on. Let me get this pronunciation right. Khalid Hosseini. You know what I mean? That's a mouthful right there. But shout out to my readers out there.
Most definitely shout out to the readers. You definitely got to pick it up a book and get it together. Otherwise, you're going to be real lost on the situation. But without further ado, man, we got the UTG movement live in the building. We got to get them a proper intro. Hold on. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the show, man.
What's good?
All right. What's going on, fellas? Big shout out to Kai. Big shout out to Chef Rose. Big shout out to Big, aka Playboy. Big shout out to Bigga. Big shout out to Small. Big shout out to everybody over there.
Hey, welcome to
Diva Spot, man.
Hey, Diva. Let me tell you something about them, man. Let me tell you something about this group right here, man. They came through the show, man. They murdered the set, man. I mean, they murdered the set. They got the swag, the look, the music is off the chain. And the manager even get in on this shit. I clap it up for them, man. Hands up for them.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. Good looks, man. Expect much more.
Oh, most definitely. We look forward to having a lot more and hearing a lot more from you guys, man, how the whole situation developed. So we're going to get right into this because I'm ready to get right into the music. I'm ready to swag out. I'm going to pick it up. I know a couple of nymphos, but I ain't fucking with them like that. Got to pick it up and drop it, baby. I know a couple of nymphos, but that's on their side. I ain't even mad. So let's get right into it. I know that you guys developed the whole movement at around like 2003, but it didn't form until later. So let's get into it. Tell me, first of all, my bad. Y'all need to rep where y'all from. Tell me where y'all from, man.
Jersey.
Man, we repping Brick City, man, to the fullest.
Repping Jersey, Dirty Jersey, repping.
Shout out to VA also, you know what I mean?
Don't forget
to shout out to 843, man.
Y'all ready?
Shout out to the Holly fans.
And shout out to the Holly girls, man.
You know? Beautiful entourages. That's definitely what's
sugar.
Up. So,
you
know, Kai, where
Eddie,
you at, Kai?
You know?
Shout out to the big booty girls and shit.
AKA Barry.
All right, now we're going to get some organization here because it's about five of y'all. And you know, Diva is always on her job. So where's Chef Rails at, man?
Chef couldn't make it yet.
Right,
he has
cool.
some important business to do, but everybody else on the line, I'm Lady Denny Manager. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, Queen? The Queen is live in the building. That's what I'm talking about. Round of applause for the Queen, man. Wear it up. Yes. She get love too. And happy Mother's Day, Queen. If you got any children. We got Chef here. Yeah, where Playboy at, man?
Man, Playboy right here, man.
Girl, Playboy, right what's going on, Playboy?
I'm good. So how you doing?
I'm doing good. The D was always working, man. Playboy, I got a question for you. Now, this question has come from personally for me. Playboy, what would you do in your community to make a change for the better?
What can I do in my community?
Well, what would you do? Not what could you do. What would you do? Because there's a lot of things that you can do.
Man, I'd definitely be giving back to my community. I ain't going to forget about Nook when we blow up. Uh-huh. I mean, I'd definitely put some schools and say we got to get this education up.
Okay.
Throw me in bed.
The bottom.
Yeah. I do too.
That's definitely what's up. Now, if y'all are somewhere where there's a loud background, I need you to mute your phones. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get a clear and hear the music clear. So if you're in an area where there's a loud background, okay. All right. Now, the next question I have for you, Playboy, is what is a fan to you? What's a fan to you?
What is a fan?
Mm-hmm.
One who just support, you know, the whole movement. One that, you know, like the music, like the swag. Definitely like the Holly Boys, man. That's a fan of me.
Holly Boys.
Definitely what's up. And true fans always support, man. They always support at the end of the day. Don't just listen to my music. Hear my music.
Right.
A fan
exactly.
Go to the fan
the
page.
Point.
They part of the street team. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They purchase the music. They don't go and download it for free. If you're a fan, you're going to get free joints anyway. You're going to get free joints anyway if you're a fan, but purchase that music. Like, it's nothing for you to go. If you can download some bullshit, you can buy a CD, like, for real. I'm about money.
Don't be in the corner in the streets asking no.
So, before we get into this music, we definitely about to get into this music because I got 1,000 more questions being the diva that I am. Let me ask y'all, where can we go to purchase the music? Where can we go online to purchase the music?
Right.
Well, you can go to
thatpiff.com.
Yeah, okay. Definitely SoundCloud.com.
iTunes.
Okay. Facebook, Twitter, wherever you want to go.
Now, U.T.G. Thank you. That's what the queen is there for. Y'all see how she just came in like, bam.
Yeah.
Now, what's the that pimp slash what? that pimp.com/what do they type in after the forward slash?
U.T.G.
Okay. Cool. You already know what it is. Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the 1 button to be heard because we swagging out, man.
Swagging out.
Woo!
Hey. It's fire.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah. We beat them Holly Boys. cars, plenty women loving me. Take a look as you can see, dread, let it swing. Moving on to better things, red bone, flat ass, damn, my daughter's what you drink. Riding on these waves, I'm swagging, I'm surfing. All these women here, I'm bagging, I'm lurking. Damn, I'm so fly, and yeah, she gon' be mine. Watch me get inside of her when I wear my Hollister.
Swaggin' like I'm swaggin', like I'm flyer than a frisbee. Cooler than a windshield, she livin' like a bumpy. Highly more so I stay fresh, fresh. And my profile, my profile is so wild. Cause the bitch I know how, cause all she really wants is love and affection. But I give her busted and some stretching. Don't be stressing, I told her to be home by 10. So that bitch will bring the friend and we gon' do it all.
Contact me by email. We all have emails.
Or if not,
my manager.
UTGmusicgroup@gmail.com.
Or our manager.
Yes. Okay. Cool. And is there any requirements, like, as far as mixing the master? Y'all got to help the diva out. Y'all got to upgrade the diva. I'm the radio personality. So there is a requirement for music to be played on my show. It has to be recorded at a certain level. It got to be radio ready. You know, is there requirements when you go to a producer or engineer to get your music mixed and mastered?
Well, if you come to me and my boy Chef Rez, all you got to do is just rap your songs and we're going to fix you right on up.
I know, that's right. We're going to fix you right on up. And make sure you got a budget.
We're going to make you sound right good.
That's what's up. And make sure you got a budget. They about their business, man. Don't play with it. Because nobody is wasting time. I don't have nobody on Diva Spot Radio ENT that's going to waste time. We all about money. I'm about the money.
Hey, Mo cash.
When I take cash credit, I can swipe your card in an instant. I take cash. I don't take no checks. I do PayPal. We get that money. That's what we do. Where's Smooth at?
What up, ladies? Smooth is a double threat. He's a singer and a rapper.
How did that come about?
It came about, like, it really started when I was dancing at one point. I mean, I always like rapping, of course, but being around with Playboy and Banga, they influenced me to always coming hard. So I just start. I mean, I'm just from the streets as well. Singing with the soul, so I just sing whenever I can with the ladies, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I let the dudes, guys know that I can come hard as well.
Oh, that's okay. definitely a good business move to be versatile. It's very important to be versatile in this business, man, and I think a lot of artists get caught up in, this my style, this my swag, y'all should love it, and then they joints get shelved, and then the fucking label got to buy it back. Are y'all feeling it? We know what's going on, my G. I want all the money.
that's what's up.
And I'm glad that you said that when you say you want all the money. And we about to get into this other joint called Pick It Up. But for artists out there that's about to grind, in order for you to pick something up, your music has to be registered with either ASCAP, BMI or CSAC. Don't play. And the reason why the diva is dropping that jewel is because somebody can just snatch your music and you want to get plays. I had an individual, he wanted to get plays, but he felt some type of way that I really, because I'm the A&R for Genius Music Records as well. But I can't submit this to the label if it's not copywritten because it's illegal. It's a legal risk for the company. It's a legal risk for the label. So we need to make sure that your music is registered. Invest that $45. At the end of the day, it's going to be good because if you don't invest it, somebody can make $45,000, $45 million off your joint. Pick it up.
Of course not. I'm not gonna let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And get the copyright. Come on.
You most definitely, Smooth. Introduce this joint right here. Pick it up for me.
All y'all girls better pick it up and drop it.
Up and drop it again.
That new club, baby. Come on.
Back in on us, taking a hat and I'ma slap it on us. Look like she got a pumpkin in them jeans and a little look even better with me in between.
Club song banging like that, that will rock the club and will get people out they see.
can.
You know what I'm saying? So for all y'all that's listening out there, that think you got talent, come through the Jersey Social Showcase. Because if you don't come through there, you ain't nobody. You heard? UCP is in the building. You understand that?
Holly boys.
That's definitely what's up. Now, one thing about the club music situation, the last time I heard something that was hot was that was peanut butter jelly time. That's still my joint. Still my joint. I'm peanut butter jelly time. I feel like doing it right now. And tweeting that shit. Oh, big shout out to DJ Tim Dollar, man. Big shout out to all the DJs that's out there doing their thing. Big shout out to all the people who making music that get people up and dancing. And another thing, all you fellas that be in the club, and to the chicks too, because y'all put them in this position. And you playing a war, and you think I'm going to back my 40s up on you? You crazy as hell. All playing in a war, he be leaning back with his drink in one hand and something else in the other hand. He might be Don Bishop Wine. Make that nigga dance with you, yo. And at the end of the day, you're going to be your front lace, sweating out your little doobie, sweating out your little outfit, and he won't even buy you a bottle of water, new niggas.
Mm. Listen to the beaver, please. That was wonderful.
It's very important. A round of applause for that. Well, you damn right. I'm about to get a round of applause. Can I get a round of applause over there, man? You damn right. There it is. Now, Queen, I know you are the manager of the whole situation, and it's a beautiful thing. Queen, what do you think is better for an artist? And, you know, being that you're managing the whole situation, an independent label or a major label?
It all depends on the major label, because a lot of major labels, you have a lot of artists out there that's still not being pushed out. If you can do it independently, I suggest you do it independently. Get yourself out there. You ain't got to look up to nobody but yourself and just do the damn thing.
You're most definitely right about that. I like the independent labels as well. I think it's very necessary for our artists to focus more on the business side, because if you're an artist, you can go and make music at any time. It really doesn't matter. But the business side is so important because it takes time to devote into it, man. It takes time to devote into it. Yeah, we about to get into more music, man. We about to get into nymphos. Ain't no nymphos up here in the studio right now, but it's a lot of nymphos out there. Let's go.
All right.
No.
Tuesday and Wednesday, so I'm not
world back.
Now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. It's Frontline Fridays where all real music live, where all hot indie artists live, where all hot indie music live. Yo, we got UTG live in the building with us, man. We just shut it down with Nympho. I want to ask the question. I would say I'm scared, but I ain't. I'm curious. Yo, what's good with the Nympho song? Tell me about that. I want to know. Who inspired? This is what I want to know. What chick inspired the Nympho song?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Can I speak on that?
Child, get
hold
in.
You're going to get all us in trouble saying that.
Yo, all right, well, we're going to leave that as it is because I got to wrap it up. We got to move on.
Hold on, we got somebody that want to say something, though.
Right. Well, go ahead. Sing your song. Sing the song, Anime.
Oh, we got my boy Smooth. Nympho, I just wanted to touch the girls' feelings and emotions and make them, you know what I mean? Because every girl has a nympho inside them. Every girl is a freak in the bedroom. You know what I mean? For all the freaks in the bedroom.
In the club.
Especially in the club.
All right, yeah.
I can definitely understand that. Y'all, what mixtapes or albums should we be looking for soon or that has dropped already?
The Untouchable Mixtape Volume 1.
That's out right now. Datcuz.com. You could get that and have the Nympho song all to yourself all night, all day.
Volume 2 soon to be followed. It's coming out real soon.
Yeah, make more songs than pop, baby. You
hear him at my house,
Eva? For volume 2.
You already know what it is, man. I enjoyed y'all. I had so much fun with y'all. I definitely want y'all to come back to Diva Spot ENT. And now that you came to Diva Spot ENT, but y'all can always come back. Y'all can always come back and chop it up. Before we get out of here, y'all go ahead and give y'all shout outs.
We definitely appreciate that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to everybody, our fans, our supporters, our friends, family, the Holly Girls, everybody that...
Team members, man. Everybody.
Pharrell right now. He couldn't be here.
I'm gonna give a shout out to my mother.
I mean, happy Mother's Day. I mean,
yes.
Shout
out
to my mom, too. Love you, mom.
All the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day.
Definitely. And shout out to all my soldiers that's locked up right now, man. Inhale and exhale, man.
That's right. Big shout out to my brother. Big shout out to Ballroom, man. Big shout out to you, man. Hold your head. We got 18 more months, baby. It's been 5 years, but it's like 5 days to a soldier. You better know that. Big shout out to all my dudes that's locked down, man. Big shout out to all of y'all. Just keep your head up and break that cycle. And I say at the end of the day, you could come home, but the key is staying home. The key is staying home. So, you know, you got to watch your people, places, and things. If you were chilling with Day-Day when you went in, please don't chill with Day-Day when you get out, because him and Craig will fuck your situation up. I'm telling you. Yo, we definitely about to get into this. Yo, big shout out to Tupac, too. I love you, Tupac. I love you, Tupac. We're going to get into this joint right here. Keep your head up. And then we're going to come back with Bop. Yo, Brick City, stand up, man. Y'all already know. UTG, y'all stay on the line, man. All
right. Oh, my God. I'll be boring. I'll be boring. Shout out to Blue.
Shout out to
who? Blue. Blue. Be young.
all the mothers, man. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, man. Big shout out to the mothers, they queens. From now on, I want everybody to address their mother, a sister that got a child, an aunt that got a child as a queen. When she calls you, say, what's up, queen? Because a lot of our sisters need to understand that they queens, that they got true value. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Yo, we got another special artist live on the line with us, introducing Botman. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
How's everything, man?
Everything is good, man. Everything is good. I'm feeling this music. You make me feel like I'm your favorite girl. Letting it shutting down, letting them know I'm a man. And then you take it over and above and let them know I ain't never smoked a blunt in my life, but I'm so high.
I'm so high.
Diva, let me just interject real quick, man. Listen, when I first heard this kid's music, man, you know what I mean? He kind of reminded me of a young me. You know what I'm saying? He kind of reminded me of the things I was on. That's why I know he got an old soul right now. And I think he's destined to go places, man. I will be working with him in the future. You know what I mean? I want to let it be known right now. I'm going to take up the part and act as as his manager right now, you know what I mean? And you will be hearing from Bop, man, and doing a lot of things.
Bop has quality music, man. Bop definitely has quality music, and he definitely have a talent. When I was listening to Favorite Girl, I was like, wow, this is radio ready already. It's radio rally, and that's one good quality that we look for. And even me being the A&R for Genius Music Records, we look for artists that can be able to submit a joint that, boom, right off the back is radio ready. They already
radio
got quality
ready.
Work.
That's what I do.
And yes, yes, you definitely do. So, Bop, tell
that's
us
what
about
I do.
You.
Yeah, Bop, as I already know, I'm a rapper from Newark, New Jersey. I'm 23 years old. I'm just trying to make it. I'm just trying to make it in this game. I'm just trying to live successful.
Yo, definitely.
Right now, I'm so like happy to do what I'm doing. I don't even know what to say right now, but I'm just feeling good. I'm just doing me, man.
That's definitely what's up. Yo, shout out to the group DHC, man. Big shout out to that. Tell us what DHC stands for, Bop.
DHC means Dope Head Society, but we changed the S and put a C. And we're not talking about dope as in drugs. I'm saying like we're the dopest people on the block, dopest in the hood, and all the heads want to join our society.
Most definitely. Big shout out to Big M. Big shout out to Jay Mizzle.
Jay Mizzle. Yeah, Jay Mizzle.
Big shout out to Matt Izzy. Yo, big shout out to the whole crew, man. This whole music, how it all came about you having quality work. Who produced your music?
This is my music. That's my little brother, Mac Izzy.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Izzy produced all the music. And it's crazy because we don't even record in the studio. We do all our tracks in the house, in our bedroom.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Y'all did this music? Killing them. Y'all did this music, these tracks that I got in the house on the map.
In the house, on the map. We got two of them. We got the pro and we got the air.
Okay. That's what's up. What is one of the most, what is one of the main things that you focus on the business side of your craft?
Most thing I focus on, I just try to make everything sound radio ready / commercial. I just want everything to sound perfect. I want everybody to listen to my songs and want to listen to it over and over and over and over again.
That's definitely what's up, and that gives that effect of the repeat effect. I can listen to the whole album all the way to the end. That's definitely a good look. And who do you want to work with in the near future?
In the future, you mean like working with as an artist or like labels or what?
Yeah, we can do artists and labels, even better.
Oh, a label? The label, I don't really know. Right now, I'm just looking for whoever trying to pick me up. But I ain't going to say whoever because I don't want to work with just anybody. But
that's right.
As far as management, I got to give it up to my man, Evan. Evan right there, that's going to be my manager right there. He gonna make sure I go far. And as far as artists, I want to work with Kanye West, Big Sean, South Big Sean, Drake, like just like people that's making real music.
Okay. That's definitely what's up. And who's your favorite girl, man?
My favorite girl? I don't want to put up a regular part of my business, but her name is Misha McAdoo. Misha McAdoo is my favorite girl, all right?
Wow. That's definitely what's up. Why don't you go ahead and introduce this track, Favorite Girl, so we can get right into the crack music, man.
Yeah, well, this right here, this is Favorite Girl right here by B.O.P., produced by Mac Uzi. Check it out, all right?
When I breathe you, when I catch the cold, I see you. tuned in to that on the spot diva. From east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only diva spot radio. Call me Mary Kay, Diva 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 Mary Kay, Diva.
Welcome back, welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. I got my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building with us. We got the infamous BOP live in the building with us.
We got Tay live
in the building with us. Stand up, Brick City, stand up. Big shout-out to Stuyvesant and 18th. Big shout-out to Ellington. Big shout-out to Grove and Terrace Place. Big shout out to Jersey City. Big shout out to East Orange. Big shout out to Greenwood. Big shout out to Park Avenue and 19th. Yeah,
all
that music gets it in, man. Big shout out, definitely. Twitter is going crazy, y'all.
And all that you just mentioned right there, y'all need to holler at your boy and get down with that Jersey Social Showcase, man. That's where it's at, man. We got some of the best talent in New Jersey. We take no on nothing but the best, man. So when you hear the Jersey Social Showcase or Christian Entertainment, just know you're rocking with the best, man. Let's get back to my man, Bob Diva.
Let's go. Bob, man, that favorite girl right there, that was definitely a hot joint right there. I'm definitely feeling. How did that come about?
Nah, I was just sitting down, right? And I was like, damn, my girl mad at me. So what can I do? Show her my appreciation. So I was like, matter of fact, I'm going to make her a song called Favorite Girl.
Yeah, I wouldn't be mad no more either. You made me a song.
She was like, oh,
that's
my God,
hot.
Thank you.
That's what's up. You make me a song. I may not be mad no more. Look, fellas, pay attention. When your lady feeling some type of way, you can't do it like B.O.P. You can't do it like Pop Bop. But you could try. You could probably write a song. But if you want to get it professionally done, you want to get it with the swag, how favorite girl is, you need to holler at Bop, man. He could hook you up.
Word. So cool.
What influence do you think your music is going to have on the industry?
Yo, as far as the industry, I think my music is, like, industry ready. And I'm not saying that just to be saying that because it's my music. I'm saying that because that's how I really feel. Because sometimes I listen to my own music and I be like, yo, this sound like this could be on the radio. And, like, and most of the times, I made a lot of songs that I didn't like. I just don't even listen to them and not like that. I'm, like, a real person. So if I think something is hot, it's hot. If not, it's not. Me or whoever it is. Don't matter to me.
That's exactly what's up. How did you meet FaZe? How did the hookup come with FaZe? How did you meet him?
Oh, nah. My man's or whatever, which is his cousin, had my songs on his iPod. So FaZe was talking about he got a showcase or whatever. So I guess he heard the music and he let me do the showcase and it just took on from there.
That's definitely what's up. Network equal network. You never know about networking. It's so important to network. It's definitely important. Like, I think that's one of the core. That's kind of like the heart to being successful is networking and being able to wean out the BS's, man. You got to network, you got to grind, and, you know, how somebody going to know you doing something or how somebody going to know you a man if you don't put yourself in a man situation?
Yeah.
You got this hot track right here called I'm a Man. Why don't you go ahead and introduce it so we can get into this music?
All right, I'm the Man. This right here is personally my favorite song, because this is how I feel. I feel that I'm the man, and I really deserve a chance. Hey, yeah, you gotta check it out.
Johnny Giuliano.
I know I am the man. So tell me, why is everybody hating on me? I'm like a grind rail and everybody's skating on me. But I got a couple of people who just waiting on me to blow bags up to my side like Caitlyn's on me. I'm nice, but people never want to give me credit. You thinking differently, put your money that we can bet it. The beat is dry and I try, I know I can wet it. I swear to God, cuz
I know I am the man. Just wondering why everybody doubts me. But if I make it, I bet you they'll be around me. Yes, the same ones who always try to clown me. But I prayed and the Lord found me. He found me. I know I would. I know I could. Look at my fantasy being a man. I wanna be, boys, look at me now. I'm a star, I wanted to be.
I asked somebody, asked a rapper, what you think of me? They said I'm nice, but son, you ain't what you supposed to be. While they was watching the Flickr 10, was on the TV, packing through Music Choice, MTV, and BET. I sat back and thought, man, that could really be me. People watching, loving, caring, and cheering for me. Doing shows, 100 rows, and staring at me. Now I really know I gotta get back to my mission, killing my competition, not trying this on the same, giving the game what it's missing. I know I can do it long as they sit back and listen. I'm super duper nice, wrong, way out of this dimension. So please pay attention, I really, really gotta win. I'm sweating like I'm in the church, blind about to sin. And when I'm on, Lord is born, I'ma tilt my chin. I swear to God, cuz
I know I am the man. Just wondering why everybody doubts me. But if I make it, I bet you they'll be around me. Yes, the same ones who always try to clown me. But I prayed and the Lord found me, he found me. I know I would, I know I could. Look for my fantasy being a man, I wanna be what? Look at me now, I'm the star I wanted to be. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta make it, I really gotta make it. I really gotta make it, I really gotta make it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta make it, I gotta make it. I gotta make it, I really gotta make it. I really gotta make it, cuz I know I am the man. Wondering why everybody doubts me. But if I make it, I bet you don't be around me. Yes, the same ones who always try to clown me. But I prayed and the Lord found me, he found me. I know I would, I know I could. But so my fantasy's being a man I wanna be. But look at me now, I'm the star I wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now live tuned in to Frontline Friday. Host Diva Mary Kay. Follow her on Twitter. That's at Diva Mary Kay. And of course, you got me, your co-host, Tay Black, a.k.a. at Tay Black 84, like Eminem said. It feels so good to be back. Yeah. And I want to give a big shout-out to all the mothers out there. Happy early Mother's Day to y'all, man. Like I was saying earlier, if it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be here, man. So definitely try to show your mom some love. I was talking to a young lady today, and she was saying that on Sunday she was going to go to the gravesite of her mom, place her some flowers, have a couple of good words with her. And, I mean, that's really what it's all about, man. Please stay connected with your family, man. You never promised them all, so always stay connected with them. Take time to say, I love you, mommy. I love you, mommies. Yeah. Matter of fact, we also got, I still got a lot of Twitter shout-outs left. Got a lot of Twitter shout-outs. We got a lot of Twitter love on the promo today. Actually, tell me why Barry B. Becoming cussing me out for my promo earlier. I mean, I was going to tell her, like, that's the name of the game, though, man. You got to pump the shows and stuff like that, man. So big shout-out to her. Also, shout-out to All-Star Tam Tam. Shout-out to Loudmouth Nancy, yo. That's my homie from the U.K. Big up to her. She give me a lot of, like, big U.K. love, man. You want to take your music not only from your city, but you want to take it from state to state. And then once you go from state to state, you want to take it from coast to coast. And then from coast to coast, you got to take it overseas, man. You got to go from country to country, man. So definitely big shout-out to Loudmouth Nancy. Shout-out to Ray Jacobs. Shout-out to Aya Chrissy. Shout-out to my homie, B. Lloyd, B underscore Lloyd. Shout-out to him. And big, big shout-out to HB underscore Sings. That's Heather Victoria, yo. She's actually my hometown folks, man. She represented 252. Wilson, North Carolina, man. She's a dope singer, yo. She linked up with Knife Wonder and the rest of the crew. They're definitely doing that thing for the NC. You can check her out. HeatherVictoria.bandcamp.com. Her new project's out, Graffiti Diary. Shout out. Give her some love. Give her feedback on the music. And shout out to my homeboy, James Spit Flames, a.k.a. King James. His new project dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Put him up on Bandcamp as well. JamesSpitFlames.bandcamp.com. And big shout out to the man behind the scenes, the man that's putting all that together, your marketing director. Big shout out to Future Guru 100, man.
Big shout out to Guru, man.
Big shout out to Diva Mary Kay. Big shout out to Genius. Big shout out to Y-Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Diva Mary Kay Part 2. And big shout out to yourself, man, if you're live on the line, tuned in, man. I know it's been crazy, man. If we had some callers and we couldn't get to you, you know, we apologize.
Yes.
We
do apologize for that, man. We appreciate everybody that's tuning in live on the line right now. If you want to give your feedback on the music, if you want to get your shout-outs on, just press the 1 button, and you will go on the call queue. We'll get to you. But right now, we got Bop Live in the building with us, man. I'm definitely feeling that. I'm the man. That's definitely hot. And, excuse me. Get my little drink on. You know you got to have a drink, man. And I'm empty. Bartender, can I get a refill?
Might have a juice.
I get some more?
Oh,
we'll have a juice. Who, did Mac Izzy produce that joint right there as well?
Yeah, Mac Izzy produced all my joints.
That's what's up. He did definitely a good job. So big shout out to Mac Izzy, man. That's definitely
big
what's
shout
up.
Out to Mac
Yeah, him being your brother and y'all being able to come together and do something positive with this music and also to be able to have something as far as that can take you long-term is on the educational stand is always a great thing, man. It's always a great thing.
Yeah, always.
Now, you got this joint called So High, even with your music. Thus far, what we have heard is definitely quality. It's radio ready. It's commercial ready, just as well as you said. What changes, and my question, this was on to ask you, what changes would you make in your community for the better?
I'm just trying to change a lot of my community. I'm not talking about gangs. I don't want to talk about selling drugs, none of that. I want the community to have positivity-ness. That's my new word, all right? Positivity-ness. I want them to hear that. And just be like, yo, I just need to, like, be on his level so I can stop doing all this BS in the streets. You feel me?
That's definitely what's up. That's definitely what's up. Taking that first initial step to make the change within yourself, you can take the first initial step to make the change in the community. They got this whole stop snitching situation going on. They got this whole, you know, loyalty and all that. But at the end of the day, when things hit the fan and when you lock behind bars and when you lay down on the streets and they're taking a picture of you with the camera phone and passing in the text, where was the love then? Where was the change then? I think a lot of youth right now, and a lot of, not even youth, but a lot of adults, male adults, female adults have misguided loyalty. Mm-hmm. I kind of got an echo in the back, so just give me a second. Let me clear it up. If you guys are on the line and y'all got me on speaker or y'all got me on your laptops, I just need you to mute your phones out because otherwise I'm going to get an echo. I love hearing my voice. It's so
mute
sexy. Don't you agree? Don't you agree? But, yeah, it's definitely important that you start making the change within yourself.
Very important.
You, how you going to put somebody else off if you ain't put yourself on? And you got to think above the level. You know, let's stop thinking like, you know, I can get here and that's it. Like, just being an artist is, unfortunately, I know an artist that the only thing that they want to do is music in their area. You know, they focus on putting they team on and putting their fam on, but you not on. You got to get on, get you some network, get you some revenue, get your situation together. Then you can go ahead and bring everybody else because the misguided loyalty, you will miss out on a lot of situations. You got to be loyal to the people who are loyal to you. Network with the people who network with you. You know, support the people who support you.
And right now, man, speaking of networking outside of your own network, right now I'm in negotiations with a lot of colleges across New Jersey. We're trying to take the Jersey Social Showcase on the road.
Okay.
Right now, for all MCs right now, it'll be the time to get in on this, because once we get rolling and we get this established and we get going on the road, I'm not going to be accepting any new applications. So for all those that want to get down, man, the contact info is 760. I forgot my own number.
No, I got you. Don't worry about it. It's 760-458-2928. That's 760-458-2928. Let's get some love from the hotline. We see y'all hands up, man. 862-234, holla at us, man.
Hello?
Mayor, what's going on, man? Welcome to Divas Bar Radio ENT. I got my special guest live in the building with me. I got BOP live in the building with me.
It's good.
What's going on? What's going on, man? We got definitely, you know what it is, it's Frontline Fridays. We got all hot new music. We got all hot new artists. We're about to get into this another joint right here. Bop Bop, man. It's called So High. Bop, tell us about So High.
So High. Song is called So High, but it's not about smoking weed. I'm talking about how I'm high off life, how I'm high off living, and how I'm having fun every day. That's what So High is about, all right?
Let's go.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Oh, I had to stop that, yo. That joint right there is definitely so hot. You gotta, I gotta play this back, yo. Listen to, I hear y'all. Listen to how after the intro with Smokey, how the music just come on. This is production right here, Peep Game.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know it, but I'm gonna get you high today.
Watch this, look.
Cause it's Friday. You ain't got no job, and
you
ain't got shit to do. Turn it up. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grasping. I got a bigger smile up on my face. Chickens be chasing me, wondering who's gonna win the race. I'm living large, apartments looking like all this great. Throwing hella parties, watching you jiggle, baby shake. Yes, that's how me and my homies doing it. On the road to happiness, so we pursuing it. Don't trip, I keep a gun and I be shooting it. Mac blowing sour of the air, he polluting it. Going shop and hitting the different malls every day. B.O.B. they little bigger than my nigga day. I can't forget my cousin like he be making my day. My whole team full of ballers like the NBA. It's really the same the way I be taking these hoes. They get to me so easy, so like I'm ripping these hoes. Fresh every day, feel like I'll be making these clothes. Pull up the camera, wall up, I'll be flanking the pole. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. When I feel so high, I think I can fly maybe once or twice.
Look at all this.
feel like I've been smoking a la 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 la. I never smoked a blunt a day in my life. I think I just lied maybe once or twice. I can't explain this feeling that I'm grabbing. I'm so high. Day by day, look at all this fun I'm having. And I feel so high.
That on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. That laugh at their ass on that hot mess news. With hot topics and Mary Kay products, log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You listen to the only diva spot.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Welcome back. We got BOP live in the building. Yo, I gotta go to my co-host on that one, because that joint right there, you can play at the barbecue.
You can
listen to it in your car. Yo, you can be chilling in the house, cleaning up the house. You can be whooping your kids' ass to it.
Oh.
Yo, Tay.
Oh,
yo.
Man.
How you feeling that drink right there, Tay Black?
Hey, man, I tell you, man, the young boy Bop, man, he on fire right now, man. It's just about making the world know that he on fire right now. And that's why I come in that. You know what I mean?
Most definitely. Tay Black, give us your feedback on that, Tay Black.
The joint vibe, man. Definitely had a good vibe, yo. Definitely feeling that joint. That's a ride out joint. And I like the deeper message that's within it, man. Because, I mean.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
You definitely got something good. And that's like a good banger for anybody, anywhere, anytime. Young or old, anybody.
Young or old, senior citizens, all of that.
All of that. They sit right up in their chair like, Some of them will be lying, talking about they ain't never smoked a blunt a day in their life. But it's all right, though. It's all right. It's okay.
Oh, man.
Definitely quality music. Definitely quality music. And I can definitely
appreciate that.
Yo, we definitely can appreciate any time an artist that go hard. We got another artist that's coming up, Bam, that go hard as well. But any artist that go hard in their craft and take the time to sit down and think about their music on a larger scale, not just saying, yo, I was on a Diva Mary Kay show, or, oh, I'm on YouTube and check my Reverb Nation out, and you wonder why you still at the 2000 mark. That's because you're not making quality music, baby. Let me help you out. I can't stand to hear something that somebody else is saying or talking about. We talking about originality, and that's the A&R for Genius Music Record. That's what I look for. I look for originality. I look for grind. I look for poise. I look for delivery in the music. Because when I'm sitting in a meeting with them big wigs in there, I'm not bringing nothing that's going to make me look unprofessional or look like I can't do my job. So I'm not dealing with any unprofessionals.
Right.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm just not going to do it.
That's exactly why you can bring me up in there, all right?
Oh, you already know, is the network equals network, baby. I already have my eye on you. FaZe wouldn't have sent you to me, or he wouldn't have submitted your music if he didn't think that there was a possibility that your music can be in that boardroom when we having that meeting. So, that's already said and done. I already got your map or whatever, but I'm going to contact your manager first so we can go ahead and go through the – you got to go through the proper channel. So I will be contacting FaZe and talking about you. And if we're looking to do something with you in the future, is all right?
That's right.
Sounds good. Everything sounds great.
Most definitely. I like that joint right there. It's got like that, wow, it's just something. I can't compare it to anything, but I can't. Swing on back to the cherry stock. Let me ride. Hell
yeah.
My
the whole show.
Yeah, that's not good to compare it to, because that's a classic right there, man.
It's definitely a classic. Bob, I thank you so much for coming to Diva Spot Radio. Now that you have came here and you showed up to go up, you are now family. You always invited to always come back. We do have a talent here for you as an artist, and for your music to take it to the next level, all right?
That sounds good, but don't thank me. I want to thank y'all for giving me a chance to be on your radio station, all right?
Almost definitely. Give your shout out before you get out of here, King.
I want to give a shout out to my man Bonnie, aka my bodyguard. My man Battle, aka my other bodyguard. Shout out to Jay Mizzle. Shout out to Jay Mizzle one more time. Shout out to my man Big M, the whole DAC family. Shout out to everybody I love. All right, peace.
All right, man.
My bad. I forgot somebody. Shout out to Evan, all right? AKA Philly. Shout out to him, all right?
Yes, sir. Appreciate your love, brother.
Can the Diva get a shout out before you get out of here?
Yeah. Most, last and foremost, shout out to Diva, you know what I'm saying? The only Diva I have met in my life, you know what I'm saying? Big up to her.
That's what's up, man.
That's what's up, man. Real love all the way through the house tonight, man. You know what I mean? It's going down. We ain't done yet, though. Don't y'all go nowhere, because we ain't done. We got Bam the Schoolboy coming up next. Yes, sir. And we is not done, man. This is another MC from Jersey that came through to the Jersey Social Showcase, the only place to be in Jersey when you're trying to get your music heard. You know what I mean? Cut Twisted Entertainment. He did his thing. He threw the house down, man. Let's go.
You already know. We got to testify for that good situation right there, because Bam is coming. We're about to get into it right after
walk
the break.
Walk to court, her knees buckle. Saying for a man to survive, he needs hustle. Seen and been through struggle a whole life. Made the transition from being his hoe to his wife. Stifling. The night had been an ATF busting. Her daddy was a hustler, so she loved him.
And she loved him.
Looked at the jury, how can they judge him? She screamed.
Yo, we want to welcome Bam all the way from Brick City Live to the show right now. He definitely go hard in the paint. He'll definitely come to your club, to your party, and melt your speakers. You already know. A round of applause for the King right now, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, my G?
Chilling, you know. Working hard.
Definitely got to work hard. You definitely got to work hard when you fucking with FaZe, man.
Oh, yeah,
my co-host, Tay Black, live in the building. Tay Black, say what's up to my co-host, Tay Black, Bam.
It's good, Tay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, homie. How you doing, man? I'm ready to get into some of your music, dog.
Yeah, man, you know, maintaining cool.
You know, we always say the
best
last. Yo,
let me tell
last,
you something,
baby.
Man. This be Bam the Schoolboy, man. This is another MC, man, that I would love to manage, man, if he'll have me. You know what I mean? I'm trying to take him to another level, too, as well. I love his music, man. You know, he got that, to me, he got that old, that 50, when 50 was 50 feeling to him, man. And he a young boy, man. He trying to do positive things. I even love the name, Bam the Schoolboy. That's right. School, you know what I mean? That's what it is right there, man. And we're going to try to take him to another level as well, man. It's big things happening over here in Jersey, man. Just remember, the Jersey Social Showcase, man. This is what we do, man. We bring out the talent. We put the talent right in front of your face, and you can't do nothing about it. You feel me?
Okay. How you love that. Bam, how did Bam the Schoolboy come about? How did that name come about?
See, first thing I thought about was just coming out with an image, you feel me? That was the first thing, you feel me? So Bam is my nickname, you know, Schoolboy just came across, because when I'm in the studio, it's about business. So, you know, I just made that seem to, like, that's my school. So Bam the Schoolboy, every time in school is the studio, you feel me?
That's what's up. What part of Jersey are you from?
North.
That's what it is. Brick City all day, man.
All day, Brick City, man.
Who produced Hold Me Down? This is a hot track. This is one that stuck out first ride. Well, my Ride the Wave was first, but Hold Me Down stuck all the way out. Who produced this one?
Yeah, see, I'm working on a mixtape, so, you know, Hold Me Down was all me, you feel me? So it's about relationship problems. You know how that go.
Yeah.
Had to put two to two together, you know, work some work magic.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for all those problems and relationship issues, y'all got to remember love is part-time, full-time, all the time. If your person ain't on they job, fire their ass. I tell you
now.
Definitely. I fire you. I will fire you. What? I'll write you up like 3 pounds. How it go? It goes, how it go with a job. You know, you say you get that verbal warning, then you get that write-up, and then we terminate your ass. That's just, I'm a business. I'm an investment, point blank, period. But I like this joint right here, Hold Me Down. We about to get into it right now. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend to hold you down, man.
Yeah, yeah. Flamboyant entertainment. Yo, y'all fellas like to dress them chicks, impress them chicks, spend money to dress them chicks. I sex them chicks and send them home. Cody on is known to be stoned. When I bone, I'm brother.
Yeah, GLG. Damn the schoolboy, married to the money. See you, Rob. Shout out to Southport. You know, we in here.
Ooh, yeah. There's that chick that'll hold me down. I'm trying to skate off with you, trying to move around. I don't wanna hear you loud.
I see my phone just ringing. Pick it up and say what's good while you keep thinking. Damn, she don't know what I mean, so I hung up. She called back, I showed her what I mean. You know, getting money, man, I ain't gonna stop. But she keep bugging me. Why I'm in the parking lot? I don't know. Man, I kinda go the ways. I don't give a damn, girl. I'ma go my separate way. Yeah, you know I ain't trying to get played. But you know I'm trying to get money, I'm trying to get paid. Yeah. Keep bugging me and texting me, and I don't know why. Stop harassing me.
Never had a chick that'll hold me down, down,
down.
Tryna skate off deep, you tryna move around,
yeah.
Round, wanna hear your mouth.
Yeah,
I wanna hear your mouth.
I wanna hear your mouth, man.
I'm a safety from the other dudes, but I'ma show you girls that I'm super rude. I ain't beat though, I ain't about the bullshit. You don't wanna add on the flies on the dog shit. I don't give a fuck though. You already know it's me, fam, the school boy. But back is Muslim coming down early. I don't know why you wanna disrespect me. I'm the man right here trying to live it up to eat. And getting money trying to build a family tree. My niggas, we on the grind, my niggas, we always eat. But you wanna disrespect me. I'ma slap you on your face to the young rest me.
I've had a chick that'll hold me down.
Down,
down. Tryna skate off deep, you tryna move around. Round, wanna hear your mouth.
Yeah,
wanna hear your mouth.
Wanna hear your mouth.
Yeah, wanna hear your mouth.
Yeah, it's okay, baby. I'ma get you one day. I ain't gonna regret it. Definitely. Now you got me up in here, right? Horace too. GLG, we up.
Pay attention, ladies. He looking for a chick that's going to hold him down, and he don't want to hear your mouth, man. I think that could be, that's like a versatile joint right there. That can be done for a dude as well. Like, I'm looking for a dude to hold me down. I want to hear your mouth, man. Word up. Why we got to go through this? Why I got to hear your mouth, man? That was definitely a joint right there. I like how you the song, the music that you choose to do it over, that was hot. What made you do it over that song right there?
You know, like, I just flipped it all over, you feel me? Because I'm listening to real song, you know, I want to rock, you know. So I just flipped it all over, made my own style to it. I mean, made power to it.
That's definitely what's...
Yeah.
What's one of the important things to you as far as with having a team? With your team,
what's one of the things that verbatimly you say to them over and over again that you stand firm on as far as with your team?
My team, you already know GOG. So basically we say mm-hmm. Gang Love Green. Feel me? Paper chasing.
That's definitely so. What's one of their requirements? Like with my team, not only do they have to be loyal, not only do they have to be honest about good and bad situations, but they got to be consistent. If you consistent, you can produce some things. If you consistently work at the same, if we all got the same goal for one particular situation, I can see you consistently putting it out there. You're consistently telling people about it. You're consistently on your grind. It's so important for my team to be consistent. If you're not consistent, then that's not a good work ethic for me, and I'll have to feed you with a long spoon. So what's one of the things that, you know, one of the qualities that you look for in, within your team that's like non-negotiable?
I basically tell them, like, they got to want it how I want it, basically, for me. So this definitely meant a lot to me. You know, so I don't play around with this. So I try to let them follow me. You know what I mean? I can guide them steps here and there, you feel me? So most of the people on my team look up to me. So, you know, that's what I just tell them.
It's something like they riding your waves.
He a leader, not a follower. You know what I mean?
Anybody
that's standing with him, man, he trying to bring him to where he at. I think I see where he comes from with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right there.
That's definitely what's up. You got this cut called Ride My Wave. Tell me a little bit about that. And then
Ride My Wave, you know, a lot of people always say, you know what I mean, like, they don't got nothing to do and stuff like that. But, you know, Ride My Wave, I'm always in the studio for me. Love to do music. So if you ain't in the path that I'm going, like, ain't no way to knock me off. For me, ain't no way knocking me off. So you got to ride my wave. Everybody. Ride my
wheel. I know, that's right. Let's get into this music right here, man. You can change the people in your circle, but don't let them knock you off your square, man.
Definitely.
Come jump on, man. Come jump.
Everybody out there playing, they got nothing to do. But I'm in the studio, I got something to do. Everything about my business like I'm wearing a suit. And if you cross the line, young, and I be anxious as you. And I'm at the funeral, they be playing the flute. Gotta hate on my swag, cause I am the truth. People aim at my direction, this not defection. This is my wave, smoke break, chick flexing. Wave it up, just leave in the studio. I puff that good stuff. Afterwards, my hair is Coolio. Shorty called, said she wanna get involved with it. She bought a new hat for me, then she been to fit it. I chose another one, and you know that she with it. The team came with me, no questions, we did it. Money in my pocket, no way the ounce in it. And she wanna sing on the mic, she need lemons. I loosened my pants, and she did what she wanna do. All I wanna do is work hard and pursue. I got many ways, but the homies, yeah, they riding through my last wave personal. Hell yeah, I'm with you, bro.
Damn, haters can't
here, Rob My Wave, y'all. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENP. You already know it's Frontline Fridays. Each and every Friday, we rock on Frontline Fridays with all hot indie artists, with all hot indie music. Yo, we got Bam Schoolboy live in the building with us right
Bam,
now, man. Man, ride that wave, man. Come through. All the haters come ride my wave, man. And if you want to hate on Diva Mary Kay, all you got to do is go to www.hateondivamarykay.com. I actually bought a domain and a site for y'all to hate on. So do me a favor. Tell all your friends, too, to come and hate on me. And then come on my show and listen. And then have a talk about Tea Party while y'all listening to my show. You know, I love it. Maybe it's the drink talking. Nah, it ain't the drink talking. I say that when I'm extra sober.
Did you sound funny?
Yeah, I think this is ride my wave. Haters come ride my wave. I like that. That's definitely going somewhere. I'm gonna have to listen to that in the truck when I'm on the highway.
Definitely.
I think I'm a you need to copyright that, Bam, because I think I'm gonna try to get a bumper sticker that says "Hater come ride my wave," and then have Bam the Schoolboy. Word up, that's money in your pocket. Remember, Diva gave you that idea. All I'm asking for is 20%, baby, 20%. That's it.
Definitely.
Hey, listen, man, we're gonna have the whole world riding that Bam wave. You know what I'm saying? Because this is what we're trying to do. These are the moves that we're trying to make, man. We're not trying to have nobody left behind, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. Nobody left behind. Bam the Schoolboy is going to be in the building for years to come. You feel that? And remember,
yes,
you heard it from Deep Berry K first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he definitely got longevity with him. Who did the vocals on that? Who did the chorus on that?
Everything is all me. You feel me? All me. You feel me?
You a double bit? Wait a minute. You
rapping
in your
face? I'm rapping in them, you know. Yeah, that's all me.
You said I'm getting all the bread.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I got that Betty Crocker over here, man. That's definitely what's up, man. Yo, Pam, I have to say, you know, besides, you know, on the outside of the music tip, I have to say, brother, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of every artist that was on here. I'm proud of the Bam. I'm proud of Bop. I'm proud of everybody that was on here. I'm proud of everybody that's on here that's doing something positive, man. I'm also proud of UTG movement. Like, y'all could have been doing anything else, my G. You could be doing anything else. You could be banging. You could be slanging. You could be murdering. You could be pimping. But you ain't doing none of that, man. You sticking to your craft. Exactly. You sticking to your music. You letting your music be your forefront and your education to get you that revenue that you're looking for. So from the queen, I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you. That's my thanks to you. Thank you.
Very proud of you. You got the song, My Baby. And I listened to the song, and when I heard it, it sounded like, for me, it sounded like a father talking to a child. That's what I got from it. But tell me about Baby and how it came about.
See, Baby, like, you know, basically I was just thinking the whole time. And so, Be My Baby came across because I met the girl before, but she went out of state, came back, and I ain't recognize her. You feel me? It finally came to my head, oh, that's her from before. You feel me? So, that's how she became my baby. It's all the story that I created.
So, good things do come back around, huh?
Yes, yes, it does.
I'm not mad at it. We about to get into this music right now. We got Bam the Schoolboy live in the building with us. We got Tay Black live in the building with us. We
and
got Faith live in the building
beat,
with us.
Hi.
Huh?
Hold on, Bam.
I said it's the made beat right here on Baby, though.
Oh, that's definitely what's up.
Yeah,
let's get into it, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Follow me or get lost.
You can be my baby. up, to get my fresh up. Had to get my dub and the keys up to dress up. I'm in the car just cruising. All up in that wave, listening to my music. Turn to the right, all I saw was bottom moving. My pussy asking for lower so I can get into it. Jumped out with the wind, girl, how you doing? She start laughing, pretty smile, no fooling. Still with my name, been a super unit tuned in. Already swing back, still get the moment. She said, what's your name? She told me she's saying. I kept the combo all the figures, can't love me. I really gotta hear ya. Really that person that's in the mirror. She said she talked to you, do for dinner. I said the studio, and she said she wanna go. And she said it's real life, you know, because you're comfortable. Oh, you can be my baby.
My baby, man. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in line to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know what it is. It's Frontline Friday. We got Bam the Schoolboy live in the building with us.
Yeah.
That joint right there was definitely hot, yo. I'm definitely feeling, and I'm feeling the beat. So that was cool. Where can the fans and the people out there listening go to get your music?
See, right now, I just got a post on YouTube right now. I ain't really make a major move yet, but, you know, YouTube is... I'll put it out right now, though.
What's the YouTube? What's your YouTube?
Bama Schoolboy.
Okay, so you go to www.youtube.com, Bama the Schoolboy. You spell school S-C-H-O-O-L or S-C-K? How do you spell school?
S-K-O-O-L, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Y'all make sure y'all holler at Bam the Schoolboy, man. He definitely got quality work definitely going in. Yo, we about to get into more music. Give your shout-outs before we get out of here because Faye's got a joint, yo, called Get Off My Ball. This is nice. This is nice. Give your shout-outs, man, before we get into Faye's joint. It's funny because he said Get Off My Balls.
Well, my first shout-out, you know what I mean, to Diva Spots. That's, you know what I mean, that's number one for me. Second one, GLG.
Thank you.
I mean, I want to thank all the fans that I have at this moment right now. I mean, shout out to everybody. I might miss you. If I miss your name, it's okay. It's a shout out to you, too. Shout out to my man Ed. Definitely put me on this, man. And I want to thank y'all for giving me the courage to come up here. I mean, to show my material. You feel me? So, shout out to everybody, man.
No problem. And being that. No problem. Yes, you did a good job. And being that you came on again, now you're family now. So you can always come back anytime you want to. Just holler at Faith. He's going to holler at me, and we'll take it from there. Make sure y'all follow me. All the artists, everybody that's tuned in, make sure y'all follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay and follow my co-host, Tay Black at www.twitter.com/TayBlack84. So make sure y'all follow us. We doing big things over here, man. You got to make sure you get your grind on. When you coming over here, make sure you getting your grind on, your music is quality, and you got a budget to rock with us, man. Let's take this right by Faze. Faze telling everybody to get off his bars, yo. Let's go. We out of here.
I'm about my shit, I'ma get my grip, I'ma always stay doing my thing. Why these niggas can't do shit, but turn up their lips, they constantly hating on me. Won't you get off my balls?
Uh-huh.
Won't you get off my balls?
Yeah.
Cause the tick on clock and the game don't stop with me.
Man. I stay winning, y'all always gonna be losers. Get past the rock, I'm always gonna be the shooter. Real nigga, owe it all to the hooter. It raised nothing but hustlers and weight movers. Shout out early, y'all niggas late bloomers. Wishing you would've got up out the gate sooner. Trying to move like I move, but you can't do it. Copied a few of my steps, but they ain't fluent. So now you wanna hate on me, cause you can't fuck these balls and be the places I be. See, I'm a certified G, I was built from the ground up. You lame niggas will never survive when you around us. Cause we know exactly what you be about. That's why it's easy for you bitches to get weeded out. Get off my balls, find something else to be about. And just in case you didn't know, this what we be about.
About my shit, I'ma get my grip, I'ma always stay doing my thing.